BBC Radio 3. It's a great concerto in the hands of a young pianist who wins over audiences wherever she goes. Monday night at the BBC Proms from 7:30.
Oh, now it's time for World Roots, and this week Lucy Duran presents highlights from last weekend's WOMAD Festival of World Music.
Finally, the sun is shining, the fields are full of happy music lovers, and once again, the WOMAD Festival is a riot of different musical cultures. This week on World Roots, we're bringing you two highlights of the weekend, one from each side of the Atlantic. Later on in the programme, I'll be speaking to a rising star of Malian music, the young singer Fatoumata Diawara, whose performance on the Radio 3 stage in the shady Arboretum here at Charlton Park was one of the most talked about events of the weekend. But first, we're heading to Louisiana for a dose of Cajun family royalty. The Savoir family Cajun band really are a family. Dad, Marc Savoir, a renowned accordion maker and one of the hottest players in the state. His wife Anne, a singer and an authority on Louisiana music, and their two sons, Joel and Wilson, on fiddles. This is real rootsy Cajun music, with one foot firmly in the past, keeping the old ways very truly alive. So, from the Siam tent in Charlton Park, Wiltshire, the Savoir Family Cajun Band.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Wow, what a crowd. Carol, look at some people out there, huh?
Now, this is dance music, so please dance if you want to. It's what it's all about. We're all about cooking stuff and dancing, so... Yeah. So much fun being here, like I said before. We're going to do another little great two-step for you now called the High Point Two-Step. Mark's got these accordions up here. He's been building these things for 51 years, y'all. Can you believe that?
We'll be right back. too. Thank you.
Savoir Family Cajun Band on the Siam stage at this year's WOMAD Festival of World Music, finishing a UK tour with their authentic brand of down-home Louisiana Cajun music. You're listening to World Roots with me, Lucy Duran, with highlights from the 2011 WOMAD Festival of World Music. Well, Malian music is no stranger to WOMAD, and this year we've had some of the best stars. Tumani Djebate on kora, Djelimari Tunkara on guitar, Baseku Kuyate on ngoni, all part of the amazing Afro-Cubism band. But since the world fell in love with Mali, there's been a new breed of young Malian musicians coming through. And one of the most exciting is the singer Fatoumata Diawara. Born in Côte d'Ivoire and raised in Mali, now living in Paris, she brings a fresh new insight on the ancient Wassalou tradition that's hers by birthright.
Strana sea, ni un buen strana. seguir con non ta. Lube san que le enfila sabana ninduro. Woro wolon fila segui con non ta.
Thank you.
Fatoumata Diawara from Mali with her three-piece band on the Radio 3 stage. And that was the song Willy Le, which is from her forthcoming album just called Fatou. That's her nickname. And the album will be out in September. And I now have Fatou here with me in the mobile studio here behind the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD. Tell us about this beautiful song that we've just heard, Willy Le, because you write all your own songs,
exactly.
Don't you?
Exactly. I wrote Willy Le. It was my first song with my guitar because I learned guitar very recently. And when I bought my guitar, the first melody was Willy Le.
What's the idea behind your music, Fatou? Because you come from the Wassoulou tradition of southern Mali, but your music is very contemporary.
I think that's because I live in Paris since 12 years ago. And I have this tradition on me, my village style, my village vocal on me. But to live in Paris gave me many opportunities to meet different kind of music, like jazz music and soul music. I can hear soul music, different kind of modern music, rock, funky, everything. So I said, why I can bring this thing on my music? I can keep my traditional music, but with many...
Yeah, open to different influences.
Open to different influences, exactly.
I mean, I see your music as the new generation, the new generation of young Malian musicians, the new generation of Wassoulou.
The first change is... Normally, Wassoulou song, it's composed with Kamalingoni. Nobody...
With the harp.
Only
yes,
with
the youth harp.
In Mali, Kamalingoni is our instrument.
Yes, it's from like this the trademark
village. Everybody uses it in Wassoulou song. But it's going to be the first time somebody bring guitar, play guitar for this music. Every composition I did with... only guitar, never touch Kamalingoni. But I try to bring Kamalingoni influence in my kind of play.
At what point did you decide that you wanted to be a singer?
So when I left my family at 19 years old, and I decided to be independent, and it was very hard for me to leave my family, to do my work, to be an actress, a singer, and dancer.
So you were already a singer when you were 19?
Yes, because I already sing for myself. But people were very sensitive to my voices. And I say, why I can make use this thing?
Of your songwriting and your singing?
Exactly. To do something, that's why I have some subject about my generation, about women, about a young artist in Mali. You know, everything I cannot say by speaking.
What kinds of things are you saying, Fatoumata?
It's I have some subject like a boloko.
Excision.
It's about a female excision. And clandestine, it's about every people who cannot travel because it's not easy. Kele, it's about peace. So I try to explain peace in the world in this song. And Kanu is the only song about love, but...
And what are you saying in Kanu? Because that's the next piece of music we're going to hear from you.
Kanu, it's about two people who are separated. Everybody is talking about what he miss from others. It's
so that each one is missing the other
something
one.
To other one. And one what? Say, I miss his hands in his hand, and others say, I miss his...
shoulder.
Everybody say, I miss this.
So I miss his chest,
exactly.
I miss his thighs.
Calling, everything.
Fatoumata Diawara, thank you very much for joining us here
too.
in the truck. And now let's go back to your set and your song, Kanu, Love.
Love. Thank you.
Called Soa. Soa, it's the name of all of the kids who grow up without their parents. I created this name for them, for all of the kids in the world. The name is Soa.
Soa, ah yeah. Soa, Soa.
segena ki don lo segena ki gano la mo abada o katanga la mo la iboni la mo la ki gano to no tu aba sa a
I'm being a lady.
kakekeleng awolo bawe anga kakekeleng de minzenwe kelele sinyuma fila farala kelele wolona fila farala.
The singer Fatoumata Diawara from Mali on the Radio 3 stage at this year's WOMAD Festival. One of the highlights for me, and certainly judging by the crowd's reaction, for everyone here. So we'll end today's programme with one last track from this new rising star from Africa, Fatoumata Diawara, right here at the Radio 3 stage. This is Alama. Hey,
Fatoumata Diawara on the Radio 3 stage at this year's WOMAD Festival of World Music. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell.
On BBC Radio 3 from the BBC Proms, a birthday celebration of one of American minimalism's founding fathers, Steve Reich. In a late-night prom on BBC Radio 3, Ensemble Moderne joined forces with Synergy Vocals and Steve Reich himself to perform some of his most celebrated works, including the first-ever prom's performance of Reich's Music for 18 Musicians. Reich comes to the 2011 BBC Proms, Wednesday night at 10:15 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, now it's just gone 4 o'clock and time for Jazz Library. Here's Alan Shipton.
This week's programme is the regular roundup of suggestions from all of you who've written or emailed proposing extra tracks in addition to those featured over the last few months by my guests or indeed the musicians themselves. So first, let's look back at the Chet Baker programme where Ian Smith suggested a basic collection of the trumpeter's work. Graham Jakes emailed me from Verwood in Dorset to say, I know Chet made some recordings with Paul Desmond, and none of those was featured on the programme. So can I suggest playing one of the tracks in your next feedback show? Can I propose Autumn Leaves, which is one of my favourite tunes? That's Chet Baker and Paul Desmond from the album Together, the complete studio recordings, out from Sony on the Epic label and recorded in 1974 with Bob James on electric piano, Ron Carter on bass and Steve Gadd drums. The track was originally out on Chet's album She Was Too Good to Me on producer Creed Taylor's CTI imprint, and the Epic release draws this together with two other sessions, including one originally out under Jim Hall's name. The Johnny Griffin programme drew a lively postbag and quite a debate about areas of his career that he didn't go into in the interview that Geoffrey Smith and I had with him. Regular correspondent Dave Taylor of Purbrook suggests that his sides for Riverside ought to have had a mention, not least because of his regular rhythm section of the late 50s with Kenny Drew, Wilbur Ware and Philly Joe Jones. So from the album Sextet, which adds Pepper Adams and Donald Byrd to that lineup, here's Dave's suggested track, Catharsis.
Thank you.
Griffin with frontline partners Donald Byrd and Pepper Adams from the Riverside album Sextet, now out on CD from Original Jazz Classics, and that was suggested by Dave Taylor. The Phineas Newborn programme, with Brian Priestley's selection of the Troubled Pianist's catalogue, seems to have reignited a lot of the old critical arguments about whether Newborn was a superficial player or whether he harnessed his formidable technique to greater ends. I had a note from Sandy Kindness, who's written in before to these feedback programmes, saying, "I'd recommend Booker Little and Booker Irvin, the New York Sessions, currently out from Lone Hill. On this disc, after two octet jams with Phineas and Brother Calvin, the horns are absent on the final track, which is Erskine Hawkins' tune, After Hours. This down-home blues is given the characteristic Newborn touch, maybe not essential listening, but interesting."